Hello, and welcome to the Mad Chronically Ill Girl Podcast. And this is your host, the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Let's all welcome her as she rolls forward. Here she is.
Samantha Wendell was ready for her dream wedding on August 21st of this year. She made all the arrangements, set up the appointments and everything. She wanted to get pregnant, her and her husband-to-be, so she went online to do some research. She wasn't too sure about getting vaccinated and she wanted to be sure. But she saw something that would change her life forever. On the screen, she found a post from someone that said, taking the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, can make you infertile, unable to have a baby. And apparently, that was all she needed. Samantha held off on getting the vaccine. But she went on with her appointments and shopping and getting ready for a very important day in a girl's life. Despite her initial hesitancy, Samantha herself had recently changed her stance on the vaccine, the report explained, citing the Delta variant was the reason. She decided she would get vaccinated ahead of their honeymoon in Mexico. They got their vaccination appointments for the end of July, and wedding events continue with dress fittings and a bachelorette party in Nashville. Just after returning from Nashville, and less than a week before they were scheduled to get vaccinated, Samantha started feeling sick. Both bride and groom-to-be had COVID. But despite having no underlying conditions, Samantha was the one taken down by the disease. It was September 10th when I, yours truly, the Mad Chronically Ill Girl, woke up that day. It was my birthday on September 10th. I had a great time. I spent it with my family and loved ones. But at that same time that my family celebrated the life of myself and my twin sister, who I have, for yet another birthday, one family was grieving over the loss of another life. Samantha lost her battle with COVID on September 10th, the same day that I was out living my life with my family, enjoying every minute of my birthday. You see, I'm vaccinated. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm immune from the disease and danger. It just means that if I get the disease, I am less likely to get seriously ill or even die from it. It's like an insurance policy or like, you know, seatbelts. Think about it like even maybe a parachute. Hell, we know those things don't always work either, but would you jump out of a plane without a parachute? Would you drive across your state tonight without having your seatbelt on? Would you get in the car with a known sloppy drunk driver? Sure, there's a chance he'll get you home in one piece. And there's a chance he'll get you home in many pieces. Why take that chance? But the bride-to-be did take that chance. Instead of scheduling her vaccination dose first, over all those dress appointments and cake tastings and all the other wonderful things that come along with experience in getting married. She would have had her wedding and her honeymoon. She'd be on her way back, suitcases full of tacky souvenirs and a lifetime of memories. A baby was going to come soon. How exciting was that? She and her husband wasn't pregnant yet, but they were planning. But then one has to kind of wonder about parallel universes, you know? See, I'm a bit of a quantum physics fanatic. I like to think that there's another universe where Samantha's playing with her belly and getting ready for a new life in this world. Instead, we're stuck in this universe where Samantha passed away on my birthday. It says she wouldn't stop coughing and she spiked a high fever. Again, both groom and bride-to-be got sick, but only one made it out alive. About a week later, she was literally gasping for air, and they called an ambulance. When at the hospital, they tried to stabilize her but had limited success. She was then placed on a ventilator. But right before she was about to go under the ventilator, she looked at her doctor and asked if it was too late to get the vaccine. She already knew the answer to that, and so do you. At the same church that she was going to use for her wedding, her family planned her funeral. Her husband-to-be said he is now lost without her. What are we out here doing, people? Are you vaccinated? It's heartbreaking. How many of you are going to break the hearts of those that love you? You think the vaccine is going to be the one that hurt you? What about the disease? What about COVID? You got Nicki Minaj on Twitter talking about some man's testicles that turn colors from the vaccine when it's the actual disease of COVID that can do that with blood clots. How are y'all more afraid of a vaccine than the disease? It makes not a lick of sense. Let's hear some of these stupid excuses out here. Oh, it's too soon. It's too soon. So the vaccine is too soon. Was the internet too soon? Refrigerators that can text you to remind you to get milk, was that too soon? Cars that drive themselves, too soon? We find better and faster ways to do things all the time, but that does not mean we skip out on safety. Besides, mRNA vaccines have been around. The whole concept of them have been around for almost 20 years now. Since coronaviruses aren't a new virus to humans, we had been working on these vaccines before. It's just that with the time that we had and everything that was at stake, these scientists moved heaven and earth to get these vaccines for humanity. And we're turning our noses up at them. It is actually because of lawsuits in the early 80s that practically made vaccines some of the most safest products on the market. The Tylenol you take isn't as heavily regulated as the vaccines you see. It was also these lawsuits that nearly ended vaccinations in America, because many of you out here talking about big pharma, well, it isn't really profitable for them to even make vaccines anymore. So many companies simply don't want the headache, and that's a bad thing. We still have to live on this planet, and as big and beautiful and blue she is, there are some scary things in it that can wipe us all out in weeks, certainly. Ask the people who died in a black plague. Oh, can't, because they're all dead. Anyway, we need as many brains as possible trying to figure out how to save humanity from ourselves. Or maybe, you know, Mother Nature is doing us a favor. Maybe she's getting rid of us because we simply cannot handle it. We are not ready for prime time, y'all, and it's sad. What about this one? Well, you don't know what's in that vaccine. What's in your Fruity Pebbles cereal? Quick, tell me without looking. What's in your Tylenol? You probably don't know 90% of everything that goes into your body, but somehow vaccines is taking it one step too far. Some of you guys, you need oxygen to your brain because the COVID is starting to deplete it, okay? Use your brain, calm down, and think. How about this one? Bill Gates did XYZ, blah, 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 and wants to take over the planet. Okay, so here we go. Loop-de-loo, loop-de-la. You know what I hear when I hear that? Okay, you can insert Bill Gates' name, you can insert anyone else here, and the answer will be the same, okay? If Bill Gates wanted to inject something into a human being, he didn't have to wait to see if a once-in-a-100-year pandemic came along to do so, if he wanted to poison us all or anybody. With Americans being so fat and unhealthy, all he had to do was poison all the blood pressure medication, diabetes meds, and insulin and painkillers, and I think that'll be like 75% of the population right there. If he wanted to track you down, there's a little device on your body that he can do that with already, and it's called your phone. Your cell phone. They don't need to inject you with anything. They can follow pretty much everything you do, what you like to buy, who you like to talk to, what you like to do, what you're taking pictures of, even your those pictures that you wouldn't let your mom see. Yeah, they have the tech. They can do that already. But you're not throwing your phone into the ocean. You're not getting rid of that. Make it make sense. Meanwhile, you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to socially distance. So what do you want to do? There's no vaccine. You don't want to do that. What do you want to do? You're at your kid's school causing fights, yelling at people, acting in ways at your kid's school that if your child did some of the things that some of y'all are doing, you would be getting in his behind right now. You're screaming, let them breathe, when people in the hospital are literally dying, unable to. Now the Delta variant is making small children sick. So when your child goes to school and gets sick, what are you going to do then? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. So COVID is a joke until it kills someone you love? That's not a policy. That's not sustainable. Why? Because this is why.
I just got off of my third 12-hour shift this week. Not once this week have I been in my home unit. I have been in the COVID ICU all week, and I'm exhausted. I have seen so many emergent intubations. I've seen people more sick than I've ever seen in my life, and they just drop so fast. And what's sad is what I would normally do on my floor is just run in and start whatever life-saving measures they need. But with COVID, I can't do that. There's so many precautions that I have to take to protect myself and to also protect my other patients that I'm caring for. So it takes me a minute to get my precautions on, and it takes me a minute to get in there. But some of these things that the patients need is emergent. I need to be taking care of them right now, and they're not getting that. They're not getting the care they deserve because of this. I have to wear this PPE to protect everybody. I leave with marks all over my face from the N95 mask that I'm required to wear. We're understaffed. We have so much on our plates as nurses. There's not enough of us to help. We have, I think they said, 10 COVID units. And one of those is just a place for people to go and pass away, unfortunately. Please take it seriously. Wear your mask. And I hope I don't see you here.
What happens when you have a pandemic and you run out of ICU beds and there's a terrorist attack? We start throwing people out of beds? Do you guys understand this? We will have to start rationing care. So if you don't care about your life, your family's going to have to do that. They will be the ones that will make your medical decisions for you. They are the ones that are going to wear PPE when if they can come and see you. The doctors and nurses and everyone else and the technicians, they'll be in constant PPE too as they take care of you. You talking about you won't be able to see anybody smile, you won't even know. Half of the people, if you walk past some of your nurses in the street, if you have the chance to get better, you wouldn't know who they are or what they even look like because of the amount of equipment they have to put on when they come into your room. So you don't like wearing a mask? When you're in a hospital, you don't have a damn choice. I was just in a hospital, you guys. I was hospitalized for lupus and some other issues I had going on, and I wore a mask constantly. And even though many times I didn't have to, I did so anyway. And I thanked every nurse that I came into contact with. In fact, when you're in a hospital, like I said, you won't have much of a choice. You won't have the strength to do anything because you won't be able to breathe. And as a severe asthmatic myself, I understand this. Oxygen is precious, but apparently some of you guys take it for granted. Here's another one. I don't trust the medical system. So why do you show up at the ER when you can't breathe after you catch the disease? You don't trust the doctor to tell you to get a vaccine, but you trust them to save you from COVID. Please make it make sense. If you want to know what's in every syringe, and you have that right, but it's just once that you get sick from COVID, you won't have time to Google every little ingredient that they're putting in your arm. And chances are, you're not going to care, because whatever can make you breathe again or make you whole again or make you feel good again, you wouldn't care if they were injecting Dove soap in your arm. If Dove soap helped you breathe, then Dove soap, bring it on. So you won't be able to question them, because it's hard to talk with a tube down your throat. I've been intubated. So this makes no sense. You don't trust them, but you show up anyway. Why? Well, let's get some understanding here.
So the hospital won't let us inside the patient's room, so we have to talk to them through the glass with this walkie-talkie. Hi, Ms. Chandler.
How are you?
Can you talk me through how you ended up here?
I had come down with what I thought was just an allergy, and it progressed, and I had fever going. 7 days later, my lungs were covered in COVID pneumonia. When you cannot breathe and you can't get air, it is very scary.
Did you get the vaccine?
No.
Have you talked to the doctors and nurses here about the vaccine?
I have, and yes, they're explaining, but you have to be open to hear, and I wasn't, and I'm more open to listen now.
Why did you agree to be interviewed?
I'm living something I didn't believe. I'm living it, and people need to know that it is real. It is real. People are dying. They are dying.
And that's a woman who still refuses to get the vaccine, even though she nearly died. But she did say she's more, air quotes, open to it. What are you chicken with the people you claim you love lives? This disease doesn't just affect you. The vaccine is free. The hospital bill that you're going to get from the ICU will be massive. Not to mention the health issues you may have from having COVID. We're going to have to take care of all those people who are the long haulers, or those people who suffer from long-term symptoms of this disease. Some of them will be so sick, they will have to quit their jobs. And someone has to take care of them. That is going to be devastating. Our chronic illness community can tell them exactly what they're going to be in for. Hey guys, we'll tell them you're going to be in the shock of your life. Mostly when your body doesn't function the way that you're used to. You're going to feel the same betrayal that we felt. The difference, though, you guys could have prevented this. Most of us didn't have a choice. And that is it for this episode, you guys. I'm sorry that it kind of took me a while to do this. Again, I was in the hospital at the beginning of August, and I lost a lot of weight. And it's going to take me a little bit more time to kind of get back in the groove of things. But I'm grooving. I'm getting back. This is the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Please reach out to us on Patreon. You can find us on Patreon, and you can subscribe for as low as a dollar. Make sure you do support disabled content creators of color. And you can find us on Twitter and Facebook. You can listen to us on Podomatic, Spotify, and iTunes. And with that, I'm going to leave it here, guys. I love you guys. Thank you for continuing to stay with me and listen. Get vaccinated if you're not. Protect yourselves. Socially distance. Don't be an idiot. Wear your mask. Goodbye. Thanks, guys.